that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
It's absolutely incredible and unprecedented what is occurring right before our eyes, and still, well, most choose to ignore it. Oh well, fuck it all, right? I will go to my grave in defense of my perceptual illusions. Is there anything worth holding on to in this collapsing system? What even matters to people these days? It's hard to surmise because it seems that so many have lost their heart, their compassion and care, their empathy, even down to their very desire for freedom. What happened? A comfortable, indoctrinated, and well-fed slave is a happy and complacent slave, I suppose. If what has unfolded in recent years, and especially in this particular year from hell, hasn't been enough to sound the alarm within an individual, I'm not sure what would. I think it ultimately comes down to a refusal or downright inability to let go of perceptual constructs born of and sustained by the programmed ego. And make no mistake, we have all been programmed. The hard drive has been infected with a virus. So what do? Well, you need to run your antivirus software. You know, give yourself a mind enema. You need to take a metaphorical douche to your belief systems and clean that shit out. This whole entire year has been nothing more than a dog and pony show. One ridiculous parade of nonsense after the other. Case in point, the United States presidential debates. Now, if that shit show didn't make us the laughingstock of the world, then I have no idea what possibly could. Well, except for the mindless idiots fighting over which of these puppets on strings would better represent them. Exercise your right to choose which of the least amongst you will comfort your delusions while they destroy what's left of your country on behalf of the corporate technocracy. Sounds like some sort of macabre, twisted reality TV show, doesn't it? Welcome to life in the here and now.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
Space. Gonna be a lot of things happening in space.
Listen. They have allegiances, of that you can be sure, but not to you, the blind faithful. They serve those who desecrate everything you hold sacred right before your eyes while you pay them to do it through the abject theft that is taxation. But you get to choose which one of these system-serving miscreants feed your manufactured illusions with their twisted ideologies in a manner that is more soothing and comfortable to your failure to be a self-actualized human being. To your ego. You can exercise your right to vote for your enslaver all you like. You can voice your prepackaged opinion on social media, but nothing is going to change because you won't change. And that is the bottom line, whether you choose to accept that truth or not. Even the high priestess of man-made climate change put her 2 cents in to give her endorsement to the senile commie candidate and his cackling witch running mate.
Crack whore.
Save the banks, save the banks, save the banks.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Viewing the alleged debate was torturous, and out of 328 million Americans, is that really the best we could come up with? Of course, these figureheads are selected to maintain the illusion of choice and to distract from other matters. It doesn't matter which one of the hand-selected puppets you approve of to run the ship of state, the bankers still run the show.
Save the banks, save the banks, save the banks.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
So, while everyone is focused on the minutia, distracted with the nonsense that is the American political theater, heavily financed, insurrectionist movements burn down cities all across the country, a eugenicist nutcase software developer with no medical training pushes untested vaccines on the public.
10 million excess deaths.
The Fed announces that it will not be issuing any more paper currency. The CDC admits that it does not have an isolated virus, and the World Economic Forum openly admits to the Great Reset, and no one bats an eye. They're too distracted with the scripted reality, too enamored with the freak show. Oh, And the World Health Organization did a flip-flop and announced that the lockdowns were unnecessary and that there is no evidence on the effectiveness of face masks in preventing infection with respiratory viruses. But that certainly doesn't help the tens of thousands of small business owners who have had their livelihoods destroyed or the families that could not be by their loved one's side as they died. I would refer to the debates as a mudslinging fiasco, but it would be more accurate to call it a shit-slinging fiasco because it was like watching two monkeys throw feces at one another. In Circus Ring 3, gender-confused millennials with pink hair and Doc Martens think they are spearheading some kind of revolution when in reality, they are being led to the slaughter. You know, it's almost entertaining. Almost. And anyone who still thinks they are being informed when they click on the television to get their daily dose of propaganda from some intelligence agency asset, you know, a journalist, I don't know what to tell you at this point. Perhaps put down the crack pipe?
Television is not the truth!
It just gets more surreal and stranger by the day. And mark my words, we haven't seen anything yet. The unrest is just getting started, and this is a brief moment of calm before the storm. People who have been living a lie tend to go into heavy denial when the lie begins to unravel. In their savior programming, they always seem to give away more of their power for something external to come and fix the problem, never realizing that the ones they seek to fix the problem are those who serve the ones who created the problem in the first place. Human consciousness is in chains, and the only one that can set an individual's heart and mind free is that individual themselves. If you want to know where externalization and the erroneous belief in authority leads, just look all around you. You've got front row seats as yet another civilization nears total collapse as the circus burns to the ground. And remember, these dark sorcerers, these sinister magicians can sell you any lie, any deception, any utter bullshit they want, but ultimately, in the end, you don't have to buy it. Detachment is the first step towards cognitive freedom. Or you can simply do as you are told. Watch TV, put on your face diaper, get your injections, go out and vote, snitch on your neighbors, and whatever you do, don't think for yourself. The system can't have any of that.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
Space. Gonna be a lot of things happening in space.
Please stay tuned for an important public service announcement. Looking for a career change? Has the state forced your business into bankruptcy? Or are you just bored and want to have power over your fellow slaves? Look no further. Help wanted. Social distancing police and contact tracing snitches needed. Good pay and benefits. Why not try a new career as a trained circus monkey for the state? Your paid training will include Stasi techniques, Marxism 101, conformity, paranoia exploitation, fear tactics, state appreciation, the art of tyranny. Potential candidates must provide their own transportation, surgical mask, surveillance app, proof of vaccination, and willingness to surrender their humanity. Plexiglass helpful but not required. Intelligent, sovereign people need not apply. All applicants should call 666-668-3733. That's 666, not free. Signature and DNA sample required upon submission of application.